Good evening, my fellow Americans.
Joe Biden announced a six-point plan to deal with COVID-19, what the White House called a path out of the pandemic.
If we implement them, I believe, and the scientists indicate, that the months ahead we can reduce the number of unvaccinated Americans, decrease hospitalizations and deaths, and allow our children to go to school safely and keep our economy strong by keeping businesses open.
Federal employees will no longer have the option of regular testing instead of vaccination. They and government contractors will have 75 days to get vaccinated or face disciplinary action. All 17 million healthcare workers who work at institutions that receive federal funding will have to be vaccinated. All employers with workforces over 100 must ensure their employees are vaccinated or regularly tested or face a $14,000 fine for each violation. 300,000 teachers who take part in federal programs will have to be vaccinated, and the president urged states to insist on vaccinated staff in their schools. In all, it's estimated that up to two-thirds of the U.S. workforce may be affected by the plan. However, legal and union challenges may delay some of the provisions. The Washington Post reported that the U.S. Postal Service would be exempt from the mandate, some 500,000 people. But this wasn't just a clinical outline of the administration's aspirations. Throughout his address, the president chided the 25% of Americans who have yet to get vaccinated.
Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
The polls show that a majority of Americans are blaming the unvaccinated for continuing pandemic restrictions, but they also show waning confidence in the president's handling of the pandemic. This was a clear attempt to firm up his base and a clear message: it's not my fault.
What you heard from President Biden today was clearly the growing frustration that we have the tools, we have the science, we have the incentives, and yet we're not seeing necessarily the behavior that we would hope from a large minority of the population.
An all-American summer.
But critics contend the Biden administration has been confusing the public with its messaging. For example, it was Joe Biden who announced a summer free of COVID in early June and held a large July 4th party at the White House to prove it, just as the Delta variant was taking hold in the country. Since that announcement, daily infections have risen by some 300%. There is no doubt that more Americans have to be vaccinated if the U.S. is to return to any normality. But studies show a variety of reasons for vaccine hesitancy. Some say it's because of a distrust for the U.S. government that has misled the public so many times in the past. Others, because of their political hatred of Joe Biden. It will be interesting to see whether Biden's approach in this speech will now win them over.
Get vaccinated.
Shia Bertansi, Al Jazeera, Washington.